Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Congressional Democrats are moving ahead with a plan to tie a critical increase in the federal borrowing limit to a spending bill needed to fund the government after September 30th. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports Republicans oppose the plan, setting the stage for a familiar standoff.
Democrats want to extend regular federal spending through the end of this year and suspend the debt limit until the end of 2022. Doing so will allow the government to continue making payments on debt it's already incurred. Democrats would need at least 10 Republican votes in the Senate for the plan to work. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans will not go along with any plan to increase the debt limit. Republicans say since Democrats are using a Senate budget maneuver known as reconciliation to try to pass more than $3 trillion in new spending, they should use the same tool to suspend the debt limit. The current federal spending bill runs out on September 30th. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Drug maker Pfizer says it has determined its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11, and the company now says it plans to seek authorization for that group to receive the vaccine soon in the U.S., Britain, and Europe. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is already available for those 12 and older, but with the school year now well underway, many parents have wanted to get their younger children vaccinated. Pfizer tested a lower dose of its two-dose vaccine in more than 2,200 kids. The Biden administration decision to allow vaccinated international travelers into the U.S. starting in November is being hailed in Europe. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the European Union and Britain both allowed fully vaccinated Americans to travel without quarantining. And officials were annoyed when the U.S. did not reciprocate.
While American tourists returned to the streets of London, Paris, and Rome this summer, Europeans had to strike the U.S. from their list of travel destinations. Europeans felt slighted by the ban, especially as the rates of infection in Western Europe have been much lower than in the U.S. After the U.S.'s chaotic departure from Afghanistan last month and its secretive and insensitive handling of an Australian submarine contract that left France reeling, French political analyst Nicole Bacheron says the continued ban on visitors added insult to injury.
American tourists and travelers have been welcome in Europe for the last few months, so there is a sense that we're taken for granted.
Bacheron says lifting the ban is a huge step in the right direction. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
U.S. officials say more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants who set up an encampment in a small Texas border town have been removed. The administration also defending a strong response and included immediately deporting many of the migrants back to their impoverished Caribbean country and the use of patrols to stop more people from entering the town of Del Rio. Stocks took a major hit today following overseas markets lower. The Dow dropped 614 points. This is NPR. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is taking first steps to craft federal rules to protect workers from illness caused by extreme heat. A series of stories published by Columbia Journalism Investigations, NPR, and the Texas Newsroom earlier this month found that under current rules, workers are getting sick. Houston Public Media's Sarah Willa Ernst has more.
Few details have been released about what the federal heat standard will look like. But on the state level, it has typically meant that workers must have access to shade, water, and rest breaks to protect from heat illness and even death. OSHA says it will also ramp up enforcement of existing rules. Dr. Rhonda McCarthy, an occupational medicine specialist from Texas, has previously testified in front of Congress supporting a standard.
I'm very excited. A heat standard will save so many lives and prevent thousands of illnesses. An OSHA heat standard is long overdue.
A common period will begin next month, during which stakeholders can provide input to OSHA. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments in December on Mississippi's bid to have the landmark decision legalizing abortion in the U.S. overturned. Justices expected to be at their seats for what is shaping up to be the biggest test of abortion rights and the Roe v. Wade decision guaranteeing a woman's right to abortion in decades. The court is also allowing live audio of the session, though members of the public will not be allowed to attend in person due to the coronavirus pandemic. Crude oil futures prices plunged sharply along with stocks today. Amid concerns about the Fed and the Chinese property developers, oil was down 2.3%. This is NPR.